Beyond the lofty, overarching climate goals, the focus at COP29 will be honed in on mobilising the eye-watering amounts of public and private money needed to stave off societal collapse. The intention of the summit will be to, quote, enhance ambition and enable action, the Azerbaijan presidency has said. There will be obstacles and sticking points. Negotiators will be on the clock. Scientists have continued to warn that the planet's vital signs are in bad shape. This looms as an important moment in climate talks. Here are five reasons why. Number one, this is all about money. Finance will be the central pillar of the talks. Perhaps of most importance will be the negotiation around what's called the New Collective Quantified Goal. It's a financial mechanism that's going to replace the $100 billion in climate finance that advanced economies have been promising to give poorer nations every year. Most of those funds haven't been delivered. So there'll be negotiations for something new, something transparent and accessible for the nations most in need of trillions of dollars. As well, many countries will be expecting a growing loss and damage fund, which was set up at COP28 in Dubai. There are also funds meant for countries bearing the brunt of climate change, but so far, the fund hasn't done what those nations have been calling for. Number two, global temperatures are out of control. The planet is in worse shape than 12 months ago, according to scientists. Global temperatures have continued to increase. Surface and ocean temperatures also have both hit record highs. The 1.5 degrees Celsius increase threshold that the Paris Agreement was meant to keep us under has already been breached. As well, concentrations of carbon dioxide and methane are at all-time high levels in the atmosphere, and fossil fuel production has also continued to rise. In the 6 months alone since COP28, $41 billion of extreme weather damage has been inflicted globally. There are plenty of reasons for collective action this time around. Number three, the end of fossil fuels? Maybe not. Central to Azerbaijan's presidency of COP29 will be to lead the world's shift away from a fossil fuel-powered future. But oil and gas are the very resources that have driven the country's prosperity for generations. It's the third year in a row that a petrostate has led the negotiations, following the UAE and Egypt. Last year, there was mention of transitioning away from fossil fuels in the final COP agreement. We'll be expecting plenty of bickering again about the wording around this issue in the final days of COP29. Number four. Conflicts are hanging over this summit. War has intensified and spread in the Middle East. Conflicts are ongoing in Ukraine, Sudan, and Myanmar. Given the COP process is reliant on cooperation between countries and requires consensus to make a formal declaration, the breakdown in trust is seen as a strong impediment to planet-saving action. These clashes have other impacts beyond government-to-government relations too. They're significant contributors to emissions themselves. As well, conflict and climate change are tightly entwined phenomena, feeding each other. As one gets worse, the other is prone to intensify as well. Baku organisers have called for this event to be a truce COP and coincide with a one-month global ceasefire. It will also emphasise peace as a significant theme for the first time. Number five. Carbon rules could be wrapped up. Article 6 has been a lingering issue for nearly a decade now. It covers the rules and frameworks for international carbon markets, which can be used by countries to meet emissions reductions targets and make achieving those goals cheaper. At COP29, facilitators are hoping to finalise those mechanisms. Even heads of delegations are going to be involved in this, hoping for a breakthrough. It could mean more flow of money into these carbon markets and the end of schemes that have been driving greenwashing around the world.